Zechadishmas Avimori, Yachim Vintisrael Pichas, Zechadishmas Daniel Shein, Vasvi Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody. We're going to continue in Hilchas Nida and Packet J2 after we sing our initial Niggin, as we always do, at the beginning of this month. And I hope you all had a fulfilling Yomim Tovim. And Bez Hashem, we should have a lot of mazel and good health for everybody to learn Torah together through this man. And everything should be well. I guess we'll figure out whether people are coming in or not coming in or what's going to be with that. I guess you can let Ben Katz, Shlita, know what's the story. I don't really know what the story is, but if anyone does know, we can figure it out. Okay. Okay, we start the niggin and then we'll begin the learning. Avinu Kav Harachamon Hamirachem Rachem Aleinu. Same believe in Uvinam Lehavinu Laskil Avinu Varachamon Amirachem Rachem Aleinu. Same believe in Avinu le'askil lishma'a lilmad ulamed lishma'a velasos ulikayem eskol divrei salmud torosecha bi'avo. Lishma lilmod ulamed lishmar velasos ulikayem eskol divrei salmud torosecha bi'avam v'ha'er einenu v'sar asem just the other night, a woman called me up. She's somewhat older, and she said to me that she's missing her ovulation by one day, meaning when she gets back from the mikveh, she already ovulated from before, and therefore she's not able to get pregnant. So she said to me, "Hayitachin that the Torah would, or the Chazal or the Halacha would have such a situation that they're making something that is causing a person not to be able to have children." So I got her in touch with a doctor who could give her something that will hopefully be able to push off the ovulation. So then when she gets back from the mikveh, she'll still be ovulating and Bez Hashem able to have a child. But her etzem question is, how could it be? Hayitachin that the halacha is putting us into a situation where we wouldn't be able to have children. Because we know, as we'll see, that the din daraisa of nida is only 7 days. So that would mean that if a woman bleeds 4 days, 5 days, she just has to wait 2 more days, and then she goes to the mikveh. So it's all, the whole thing is 7 days. So then, for sure, she'll be way ahead of the ovulation, and she won't have any problems. But the way Chazal set it up today is, first of all, it's not enough to have 7 days. You need Zayin Nikim. You need Zayin Nikim, which means 7 clean days. So that means the days that she's bleeding don't count towards the 7. So you can only count the 7 once she stopped bleeding. And then we're choshish also that Zayin Nikim doesn't only mean 7 clean days. Zayin Nikim means that the Nikim doesn't mean only that there's no bleeding during those 7 days, but it also means that there is no Shechva Zera that is going to come out of her body during the 7 days. Say, for example, if a woman, bled, say, for 2 days, right? But before she bled, the couple was mutter, so they were together. And now she bled for 2 days, and now if we're going to start already the Zayin Nikim right away, so then there still could be some fresh Shechva Zera that's in her body that perhaps will come out during the Zayin Nikim and make the Zayin Nikim not nucky because the Shechva Zera coming out. So not only do we make sure that there's no bleeding during the 7 clean days, we also have to make sure that there's no Shechva Zera that's still fresh. Once there's 4 or 5 days, then even if there's Shechva Zera inside of her, it's already nisrach. It's already putrid. And therefore, even if it would come out during the Zayin Nikim, it won't be a problem. It's only if it's fresh Shechva Zera. So when you wait, so that's why after all the what we do today is that we, first of all, we don't allow her to start the Zayin Nikim only after the bleeding stops. And even that, so see, she would bleed for 1 day, and that would be it. So technically, we could start the Zayin Nikim right after that. But we're choshesh that maybe there's some Shechva Zera in her body that's still, and it takes several days before the Shechva Zera is nisrach. So therefore, we're not even going to allow to start the Zayin Nikim till all the Shechva Zera, even from the last bia, is already nisrach. And Ashkenazim also hold on, even if the couple didn't have tashmish the couple of days before the period, so therefore the last time they had tashmish was a week ago, so then maybe it's already nisrach. So what's the problem? No, there's a gzeira, the Truma Sedeshin says, that nivala, lo nivala atu nivala. So in other words, it was a gzeira that since you still were allowed to be nivol, so even if you didn't, there's still a gzeira that maybe you would be nivol. So therefore, so the time that a woman could go to the mikveh, in, according to the Ashkenazic tradition, halacha lemaisa is going to be around at least 12 days. At least 12 days from the beginning of the period. So that's what this lady was asking me. Hayitochen? Hayitochen? That they're going to, the raisa usually is not going to shtare the pregnancy. But the, but with all these, say first, the first thing is that you need Zayin Nikim. And after the Zayin Nikim, Naki doesn't just mean Naki from Dam, it even means Naki from Shechva Zera. So that's going to be at least 12 days. So now that was her question. Hayitochen? So that's what she was saying to me in anguish. How could it be that the halacha is preventing me from having children and I only miss the ovulation by a day? So I sent her to a doctor that will hopefully tell her what things she could take that will hopefully push off the ovulation, and hopefully she'll be okay. But the Etzem question that she asked, we have to understand, is that a valid question? What is that all about? Because that the question she asked is, what's the answer to that question? What is the proper halachic response to that question of what she asked? How are you talking? So that's what this packet is going to hopefully answer. So as we saw in the, we were starting this packet, but I told you all the a lot of different stories the last time, if you remember, of people who weren't able to get pregnant and how we dealt with them, etc. But the Torah says in Parshas Metzora, Isha ki yezov adam yezov besara shivas yomim tiyem nidosa. So if a woman has a flow, so shivas yomim tiyem nidosa. So that's the din daraisa, that that nida is just 7 days. Shivas yomim. So the daraisa is only 7 days. And then, so if a woman, so again, if a woman has blood and she bleeds for 1 day, she waits 6 more days, then she goes to the mikveh. Finished. She bleeds for 2 days, she waits 5 more days, then goes to the mikveh. The whole thing is 7 days. The whole daraisa of nida is 7 days. She bleeds 6 days. She waits 1 more day, and she goes to the mikveh. However, the Torah tells us, on page 2 in Metzora Tezvav Pasuk Chaf Hey, if Isha ki Yosef Zov Doma Yomim Rabin below Es Nidasa. So, but what if? Okay, if who never needs to be muted, please mute. We're on packet two, J2. That's the packet we're on. So now the halacha is that after the first 7 days, the 7 days begin with the onset of the period. Then after the 7 days, there's an 11-day period. That if the woman bleeds in the 11-day period for 3 days, then she's called a Zava Gadola. And since she's a Zava Gadola, she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. See, that is where we have a Din Daraisa in the Torah of Zayin Nikiyim. But most women, they're not Zava Gadolas. They're what? They're Nidas. Because as soon as she gets her period that month, that's the beginning of the Nidas. And that's the 7-day window of Nida. After the 7-day window, there's an 11-day window. And the 11-day window is called the window of Zava. Zava Ketana, Zava Gadola. So if she bleeds for 3 days in the 11-day window, so then she has to have Zayin Nikiyim. If she only bleeds 1 or 2 days in the window, then she's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She just has to wait 1 day. And even that 1 day is Miktsas HaYom Kukulo, and then she could go to the mikveh, etc. So that's the... So, ostensibly, what we're doing is, in halacha, we're treating every woman who's really a nida, and we're treating them like a zava gadola. Because we're choshesh, that maybe they made a mistake, and we're treating it, even though they're clearly not. So that's part of this woman's question, of what mehechitesi, that we should do such a thing. And especially if it's at the expense of what? It's at the expense of somebody having a child. Because the Torah says beferish, that need is only shivas yomim. That's the pasuk on pasuk yutes. The din of zava gedolis is pasuk chafei. So that is the question. And if you look in the Gemara Nida on page 4, on Ayin Beis Amid Beis. That this 11-day period, in other words, we said there's 7 days from when the 7 days begin, when the onset of the period. Then there's 11 days if she'll potentially, if she's not automatically a zava during the 11 days, if she sees for 3 days in a row during those 11 days, then she's a zava gedola and she needs shiva nikiyim. And if she only bleeds 1 or 2 days during the 11 days, then she just has to be, she just has to wait 1 day. She's a shomer yom keneged yom. And and then after those 11 days is potentially the next 7 days. If she'll see during those 7 days, she'll be a nida. You understand? But the 7 days start with when the original nidus, and then there's 11 days, and after those 11 days. Then when she'll get her next period, so then she'll be a nida. After, in other words, whenever those 7 days will be after the 11, the 7, 11, and then the next 7 will be when she gets her next period, and then she'll have another 7 and 11, etc. The Rambam has a different sheet there, but I'm not going to confuse you right now. You know, first you have to know the conventional wisdom, then you could be told about some new other shitas, etc. Okay, so that is the okay. So okay. So now let's take a look. In the Gemara, on page 13, Samach Vav Amud Aleph. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hiskin Rebbe Besodos. Rebbe made a takana in the Sodos. Rashi says, Besodos mokam she'ein b'nei Torah. Those are the suburbs. I remember when I was a little kid, you know, today, Baruch Hashem, you know, have the suburbs, a lot of B'nai Torah, a lot of, you know, but in the old days, there weren't, in the suburbs, were people who weren't necessarily so observant. And, you know, very nice people, v'chulei, but they weren't necessarily so observant. You know, today, you know, the demographics expanded, so we have a lot of people in different areas of what we would call suburbs that are B'nai Torah, etc. So, I mean, we're talking about in his day. You know, so Rebbe made a takana in the suburbs, in the Sodos, because the Rashi says there weren't any Ein B'nai Torah, Einam Yodim Limnos Pesach Nidos Mosai Heinidim Matahem Mezov. And we're afraid that these people are not going to be able to make the proper calculations. They're not going to be able to know, is today part of the 7, is part of the 11, you know, too complicated. So therefore they say, you always have to be machmir. And you always have to treat it as if you're in the 11 days. Because then you're not going to make, you know, you make a little plug. So Rebbe made a takana in the Sadus. Rasa Yom Echad. So if a woman sees for one day, you know, so then that potential. So if that one day, so when is that one day? So if it's in the Nida time, she has to wait 6 more days, and she goes to the mikveh. If it's in the Zava time, she only has to wait 1 day, and then go to the mikveh. So you always have to do the Chumrah. So therefore, we always treat it as a suffix. So we go to the Chumrah, and we treat it here. Is it going to be a Chumrah to treat it like a Nida? Because if you see 1 day and you're in the Nida time, you still have to wait 6 more days. If you're in the 11 days and you see 1 day, you only have to wait 1 day. So he's going to be said, the Sarasa Yomecha Teshev Shisha, Vihu. You know, 6 that day plus 6 more days. Shnayim, if she sees 2 days of blood. Teshev Shisha, Vihain. So then she has to wait 6 more days, because maybe the Shnayim one day was still part of the Zava, the 11 Zava days, and one day is now part of the Nida days, so now she's going to have to wait. So if the 2 days were part of the Zava days, you only have to wait 1 day, but if the 2 days, and one is part of the Nida, one is part of the Zava, one is part of the Nida, you're going to have to wait 6 more days. But Shlosha, because you always go to Chumrah. But if she sees 3 days, so then what would be 3 days? If it was part of the Nida time, you would only have to wait 4 more days. If it's part of the Zava time, then you have to wait 7 more days. Zayin Akim. So we always go, so we always make a Cheshbon. What would be if it's 1 day? So then if it would be part of the Nida time, you'd have to wait 6 more days. If it's part of the Zava time, 1 more day. If it's 2 days, the same Cheshbon. If it's part of the Zava time, it's 1 more day. Part of the Nida time, 6 more days. And if she sees 3 days, so then if it's part of the Nida time, it's 4 more days. If it's part of the Zava time, it's 7 more days. So you always go to Chumrah. So Rebbe said that we always have to go to Chumrah. You always have to go to Chumrah. Even though we know that it's really not Zava. But we always treat it as a suffix, because we're afraid that people are not going to, you know, have the right calculation. So Amar of Zera, Benos Yisrael Hechmiru Latzman, Shafilu Ra'os Tipas Dam Kechardol, Yoshvos Aleha Shiva Nekim. So Rebbe Besados said that if you have 3 days, then you have to have Zayin Nekim. If you don't have 3 days, you don't need Zayin Nekim. If you have, mostly just need 6 more days. But 3 days, then you need Zayin Nekim, even if you're in Nida time, because we're Choshesh, you made a mistake. That's Takanas Rebbe Besados. But then comes Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Zeira, Benos Yisrael Achmir Al Atzman, Sha'afilu Ros Tipas Dam Kechardol, Yoshus Aleh Zayin Shiva Nekim. And Reb Zera says that even if she sees just a little bit of blood, a tipas dam, you have to wait 7 days. Now the question is why? If it's only a tipas dam, so l'chora, what could be the worst case scenario? That tipas dam was your Nida time, then you have to wait 6 more days. But why should you have to wait Zayin Nekim? Because Rebbe Besada says, if you see 1 day, then you just wait the Chumrah 6 more days. Because if it's a Zava, you don't have to wait 1 more day. If it's a Nida, 6 more days.
So Rebbe Zera says, B'nos Yisrael Chmir Al-Atzman, Shafil Rosh Tibas Dam Kechardel, Yoshus Aleh Shiva Nekim.
So you have to wait. So what's the reason for Reb Zera? What's the reason for Reb Zera? So there are a lot of different reasons. So the Rabbeinu Yonah on page 16 in Brachas,
says that maybe the Tibas Dam was really a collection of 3 days. Because what if for 3 days a woman just saw a little bit came out of the Makor? And a little bit. But just because it's Tibas Dam doesn't, it could be a collection of 3 days worth of minutia that came out each time. And now it's 3 days. So the Chiddush is that even though if you just see a Tibas Dam, it's mistaber that it's probably not 3 days worth of blood, because it's mistaber that so a minutia came out each time. It's a little difficult to hear, but they made a chumra like that. Efsher, first word on the line is three for the fifth wide line on page 16. It says Efsher Nekar Hadam Mahayom Gimel Yomim. So that's the Chiddush. In other words, without Rav Zeir, I would say, if you only see a Tipas Dam, Stomer, it's from one day. But he's Chayshesh that Benos Yisrael Echmir Alatzma. And the Gemara in Bracha says, take a look here, on page 14. Gemara in Bracha says, "Tan Rabbana ein onum lispal lo mitoch din lo mitoch dvar halacha lo mitoch halacha psuka." He says, "Before you learn, you shouldn't be involved in a din Torah or a complicated pilpul. Only a halacha psuka. Whereas if you're learning halacha psuka, it's a clear cut. Nothing to clear about. So then you could daven." As you know, there was a Rebbe in our yeshiva. His name was Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky. He was a Rebbe in YU for many years. He was also the bochen of the yeshiva. I was very close with him, and he learned in Radin. He knew the Chafetz Chaim. He learned in Radin. And he was he lived in the Bronx, and he was a Rebbe in YU. So he used to say, he says, you know, like in YU, we know that after Shir, that's when we daven Mincha. So he didn't like that. He said, he says, davening Mincha after Shir either shows that my Shir is not a Shir, or my Mincha is not a Mincha. Because if you're giving a real intricate Shir, so then it's going to stare your davening. So either the shir wasn't so intricate, the shir wasn't a shir. Even the shir wasn't a shir, or the davening's not a davening. That's what he used to say. So that's this Gemara, that you should only daven after halacha psuka. And he gives you an example. What's a halacha psuka? So the Gemara says, the Amar of Zer, Benos Yisrael, Achmir, Al-Atzma, Sharfil, Rosh, Tibas, Dam, Kecharlil, Yoshua, Salah, Shiva, Nakiyim. Now this is halacha psuka, that whenever a woman sees any blood, Zayin Nekiyim. Halacha psuka. Finished. Always Zayin Nekiyim. Not like Rabbi Besados. Rabbi Besados depends. Did you see 1 day? Did you see 2 days? Did you see 3 days? He says, whatever you see, Zayin Nekiyim. That's halacha psuka. In fact, it's interesting. So that you can, you know, the Rambam has a sitter here. On page 15. Take a look at the Siddur of the Rambam. He gives Nagu Ha'am Likros B'chol Yom Shachar Achar Shkorim Parshas Sav Birkas Kohanim Korim Mishnah Zu. Right, we know that when we say Birkas Torah in the morning, what do we say? We have the Mishnah in Peah Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shiur HaPeah V'Bikurim V'Yom. That whole Mishnah we say every day. And then what's in the Rambam Siddur after you say the Mishnah from Peah Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shiur? Look what the Rambam has. Right there in his Siddur, he says, Amar Reb Zeir, Benos Yisrael, Hei Mechmir Al-Atzman, Shafil Rosh, Tibas Dar, Gechar, Yishra, Lea, Shivas Yomim. So the Siddur of the Rambam, after, you know, in the morning, every morning, after you say, Elu Dvarim Sheilim Shiyar, Peah Veb Gerim, then you say this halacha. Amar Reb Zeir, Benos Yisrael, Chmir Al-Atzman, Shafil Rosh, Tibas Dar, Gechar, Yishra, Lea, Shivas Yomim. Halacha Pesukah. So you need a Shiva Nikim. Oh. Now comes the Ramban. Take a look here on page 17. So says, look at the. You see, the Ramban. You know, the Rambam wrote a Sefer Halacha on all the Torah, the Mishnah Torah. But other Rishonim, we don't find other Rishonim that did that. But we do find some Rishonim that wrote on certain Mikzoyis in Torah, like there's a Hilchas Brachas Laharitva, there's Hilchas Chala La Ramban. And Ramban wrote a Sefer, besides his Perush on the Gemara, he wrote sort of like a Shulchan Aruch to Hilchas Nida. And it's called Hilchas Nida Laharamban. And there are a lot of fascinating things here. But if you look here on page 17, in the second column, in Os Yutes, he says, Chumra Zu Shenogu Benos Yisrael Huchshara Be'enei Chacham. In other words, the Benos Yisrael, they said, look, we don't want to have complications. That's what the women said. Make cheshbonos sometimes 6 days, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 3. It's too complicated. We're going to always wait 7 days. No matter what amount of blood they're going to see, always 7 days. So the question is, what's the strength of that halacha? Is that just a minhag? Is that a... So because... what's the Lashon HaGemara? The Lashon and the Lashon HaRambam is B'dos Yisrael HaMechmiro L'atzman. So that's mashma that it's just a hanhaga that they did. So look what the Ramban says. Chumra zu shenogu B'nos Yisrael huchshara be'enei chachomim. Whereas it started off as a hanhaga that the women accepted upon themselves not to cause confusion. But the chachomim liked that idea. Huchshiru be'enei chachomim. And they made it like a halacha psuka b'chol makom. Lefichach osur la'odom la'hakel bo rosho la'olam. So he says, so therefore, this is untouchable. You can never be lenient. You can never be lenient with this halacha. You can never be lenient. You always have to have Zayin Nekim. Even though Pasha says you shouldn't always need the Zayin Nekiyim. But Benos Yisrael... Now, like Rav Shechter will always point out, if she sees 3 days, then that's not... You don't need the Benos Yisrael for that. That was already Takanas Rebbe Besados. Takanas Rebbe Besados is that if you see 3 days, you have to wait Zayin Nekiyim, because maybe if the 3 days are Zovah days. The Chiddush of Benos Yisrael, you didn't see 3 days. You saw only 1 day. But we assume that maybe that 1 day is really a collection of 3 days. That's one of the interpretations of the Benos Yisrael. But even the din of the Benos Yisrael, you can't touch. But Luchara, at first glance, like Rav Shechter pointed out, is that most women, they're going to see at least 3 days. So then this comment on the Ramban, Luchara maybe is not so as significant, because Lamaisa, most women anyway see 3 days at least. So then, of course, you can't be Mekel. That's a Takanas Rebbe. Those you might think that Rab Zeira's thing was just a minig that the women had. So therefore, the women had a minig, okay, but if it's going to, like this woman asked me two nights ago, you mean to tell me... Because of these chumras, they're going to take away my ability to have a child? That's what she said to me. So the question, so the Ramban would say, yeah. Because there was the Takanas Rebbe Besodis was really Takana, but he's saying even the thing that wasn't a Takana, it was a Mil Yisrael, but that became a Takana. And even that, you can't be Megalon. Also, la'odom la'hakel baroshu la'olam. Wow. It's still, a question maybe is still,
just a question to think about. Why would the Chachamim do such a thing that, b'makom that you're being, that it's going to take away the ability to have a child? But you see, the Ramban is very stark. That, because you would think that the din of the Bnos Yisrael, for sure, in other words, he's saying it on the Bnos Yisrael. Once you see 3 days, you don't come on to Bnos Yisrael. That's already Takanas Rebbe Besados. So that for sure was a Takana. The Chiddush is, Bnos Yisrael wasn't necessarily a Takana. Meheri doesn't say in the Gemara it was a Takana. But the Ramban says this Chiddush, that also Kehalocha Psuka. And that's based on the Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. But L'chora, the Ramban is a Chiddush, because a Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Brachas, it's Halacha Psuka, that means that it's not necessarily that it wasn't a Minog, it was Halacha Psuka that there's nothing to pilpul about. You don't need, you can daven after that, because it's not going to cause, they say they want to make a low plug, that anytime a woman sees any amount of blood. The Ramban is learning, that's also made it a Halacha psuki in the toika for halacha shaboy, not only in the fact that there's no cheshbonus to make, even though some people point out there's a lot of cheshbonus to make, because I only give you one reason of Reb Zeira. There are more, but I want to start off giving you, not to cause confusion. Oh, so that's the Ramban. So now. And the Meiri on page 18 says this as well. Wow. Now, there is a sefer called Galya Masechta on page 19. And that's Rav David of Nevardik. And this is a classic sefer. There's a tshuva that he has in the sefer that I'm very into. Because of my shita, I told you, my shita, the less fire, the better. So he holds Neiros Chanukah, you shouldn't. This thing about the Ramah, that everyone lights their own menorah and everyone makes a bracha, he thinks he comes out against it. He's very against. He says he doesn't think there's a makor for that, etc. Which Pashas is in the Rishonim. You either have one person light the menorah or one person light the menorah for the amount of people times the amount of night it is. Five people in the household, the first night, 5, 10, 15, 20, etc. But this idea that we split up the menorah and everyone makes their bracha, he thinks it could be a chashash of bracha levatola. So I would vote for him, but as I always say, my kids outvote me with this. So he says over here, this is his famous tshuva. And he basically deals with the question that this lady was asking me. Hayitachin, that we have something built in the halacha that's going to cause a woman not to have children. Hayitachin. So he says, Amarti lachgor v'lahamtzi ezen etiyas kula petach tikva l'beis Yisrael be'ezek she'ilis k'sam v'she'yipo b'lev ha'mora l'istapik m'mariso frad himashel b'melibuna, etc. So he says like this. Take a look here. I'm not going to read the whole thing now, but take a look in the arrow for page 19. Roy Loma Pshitas, the arrow on the left side. The Bekal Niftarim Hemena.
He He says the whole thing is just a minhag. He says, it's a minhag. It's a chumrah. He said, but it wasn't, it's not a takana. So therefore, if we have some tzad that we can be megal based, we'll be megal.
So clearly, the as some point out, the Gali Masechta didn't have the Ramban, which is very likely, or even if you have it, it would still be Mechulak on the Ramban. You know, some Gedolei Achronim, like the Shagas Aryeh, you know, the way we learn today in yeshivas is that we try to understand every sheet in the Rishonim. We don't say, oh, this, in other words, we don't make decisions on who's right, who's wrong. We try to fashtay. My friend Rabbi Yosef Winevsky was a sadiki, not a blind person who lived here in the neighborhood. He used to go to Rav Gershon Zaks, the Chofetz Chaim's grandson Shir. Rav Gershon Zaks would say, from a Rishon daf Leiden. From a Rishon you have to suffer. Meaning, if a Rishon said something, you can't just machavek. You can't just say, oh, Shreya, goodbye. Now, as every sheet of Rishonim you have to suffer with and try to fashtay. You have to try to understand what the what it's all about. And you know, but the Shagas Aryeh didn't work. The Shagas Aryeh's approach was no. I go through Shas and I'm going to show you why I think the Rambam's right or the Ravid's right. And I'm not here to try to miyashif. The Sefer Shagas Aryeh is about choosing. This, you know, but usually we're not on that madrega of the Shagas Aryeh that we choose who's right or wrong, but we say everyone's right and we try to fashtay every shita. But he's saying here that it could be so that it's the whole thing. Pashas is the whole thing's just a minhag. So if there's a problem, we could find some svara to be mekel, then we should be mekel. Just the opposite of the Ramban. Ramban says no wiggle room. Nothing. Nothing. And he doesn't even, say, oh, but the Ramban says differently than me. He doesn't say that. So the first person to quote this, in other words, this is like a very, we use the word controversial, because he was Rav Dov in the Vardik, but it's a very shaking notion that he's seeing here. But Rav Gusman was a big Rosh Yeshiva. He started off in Vilna. He was close with Rav Chaim Oizer, and he was in Brooklyn. He was actually a Rosh Yeshiva in Lubavitch in 770. I think the Rebbe used to come to his shiurim. And then he started his own yeshiva. That's a Yisrael, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he replanted the yeshiva over there. And he has shiurim, kuntra say shiurim, and on page 20, here in the shiurim kedushin, he quotes this Gali Masechta. On the left side, and he's going to quote it. He says, "V'nei she'inyan zeh nogeh harbe lahalacha lemaisa chipasti b'sfarim matzasi b'sefer Gali Masechta." So he says he found the Gali Masechta that he says that it's just a minhag, new. And then on page 21, in the bottom left, he says, "V'samachti ma'od shekivanti l'daito agdola sheish l'tzadeh lahakel b'zeh ha'inyan shechmir al atzman." And he says that the whole thing is a benos yisrael achmir al atzman. So I remember, I think Rabbi Willi, Rabbi Shechter were going to write Rav Gusman a letter, but usually it doesn't make a difference because once a woman sees for 3 days, it's the takonis Rabbi Besados. So then what's the, you want to see, a woman has fertility issues, so now maybe she shouldn't have to keep the all the 7 days. But Lamaisa, it's usually our issue is not the Takanas Reb Zeira, because Takanas Reb Zeira is only Tikmas Dam Kechardel. But we see, our women see at least for 3 days, right? So then it's going to be Takana's Rebbe. That was a clear Takana. He's saying it's a minhag, we can machavek. But a Takana, even he's being moded, it's not. So what's the heter? So if you read the whole tshuva of the Galgi Masechta, he explains. It was a stark kasha. I think Rav Shechter, we're discussing. I think Rav Shechter was discussing this. Maybe Rav Rulik. What's the kula? Because once you have 3 days, it's not just takanas. It's not just minhag of Benos Yisrael. It's takanas Rebbe Besados. So he addresses that. If you look, he addresses that. And he writes on page 19. He says here on page 19 in the paragraph that begins the Efshar, Shazo on the left side. First word in the has come as Chazal. Af bechumers Rebbe, v'ima di'isa v'gemar, di'tikin kach l'noshim shebesodosh, Efshar l'chalik v'l'hokil v'ima she'isa, v'idna l'achkor hecha de'gozru mishum she'ena b'nei Torah, hech yadin ha'ashtrim mishlanu din de'ena b'nei Torah lo. So he says that's the idea. It's not just the idea of the Rebbe Benos Yisrael. It's also whatever it says they were masakin besados. So that means they were masakin really for the people who are not B'nai Torah. So then the question is, so maybe that also is a more kaldika thing. It's only for the... So maybe we could say that... In other words, he was filled for the Ein B'nai Torah. You're going to give them, give them in. Should they take a mile? Right, the expression, right? But if we're not choishish that they're the mizalzel, they know that this situation is a difficult situation that we're dealing with. So then maybe the takan of Rebbe Besados doesn't apply because it was only Rebbe Besados. So that's not as known, that last line of the Galia Masechta, that since it says Takan is Rebbe Masada, so then maybe there's wiggle room even when she sees 3 days. Now, we're not here to make any conclusions here, but because we're still in the middle, it'll take me another hour or two to explain the rest, which we only have eight minutes or so. So we're gonna continue. Ephraim?
Just to clarify. So according to according to the Galia Masechta, so the 7 days is 7 days. Let's say she sees blood for 2 or 3 days. So is that 7 additional days after she sees blood, or is that just Midah Raisa that even on day 7 of?
Do you want to know what? Do you want to know Pshat and what?
In the Galia Masechta.
What are you saying like this?
Mikael,
in other words. The Rebbe Besada says if she sees 3 days, then she has to wait Zaydikim. Because we're choshesh that maybe those other days, even though they really need the days. So really, Midoraisa, she sees 3 days. She only has to wait 4 more days and finished. And according to Rebbe Besada, then she has to wait 7 more days. It's going to be 10 days, 3 plus 7. But what the Galia Masechta is saying is that maybe in a big tzorech, then the takana of Reb Zeir wouldn't apply, but here it's worse than Reb Zeir. But not only that, maybe the Rebbe Besados won't apply, and therefore, if Rebbe Besados won't apply, so then you only have to wait 4 more days and go to the mikvah after the 3 days. So that's a big kula, because then hopefully she'll be able to make an ovulation, berevach. See, that's the. So that was Rav Shechter's question. What is he saying? But anyway, we have that Rav Zeira is a minhag, but Rebbe Besados is not a minhag. That's a takana. But so the nakuda is that he points out that it's a takana, but it's a takana Besados, and Besados means for Eina B'nei Torah. So it could be that that maybe is more flexible if it says that it was. For the Eina B'nei Torah, so then maybe in a situation where we know that the person is not trying to find the wiggle room to get out of the halakha, but they just are stuck with the situation where they're not able to have.
Rav Abadi said to me once, he said, Bezman Hazeh, he feels now that you can have artificial insemination. In other words, you could take the sperm out of the husband and then put it into the, inject it into the woman, not derech tashmish. So then all these halachas become much less important, because, and the, many poskim say you could do that even while she's anida, because it's not tashmish amita, it's just putting it in. But this is, so I said this to this woman on this phone call also, but she said back to me, you know, I don't know her financial situation, but that's going to cost a lot of money. You know, derech tashmish is free, but derech IUI is going to cost money. So, and again, I don't know what her financial situation is, everybody's saying, in other words, this idea of trying to, in other words, the Gali Masechta was not talking about a situation where they had IUI. Once you have IUI, but she's saying, no, we have IUI, but still, IUI is an expense. And so again, I don't know what to expect. Okay, but again, we're just starting here. I have a lot more to say, but at least we saw the din of Takanis Rebbe. We saw the din of the Raisa in the Chumash. We saw the Takanas Rabbi Besados. We saw the din of Takanas Rab Zera, and we saw the din of the Ramban of Ein Lahakel, and then we saw, and Rav Avad Yosef goes, and then we saw the Gali Masechta and Rav Guzman, and how the Gali Masechta answers the Kasha that people, Rav Shach, Rav Willig, were going to ask on Rav Guzman, based on the Gali Masechta. But the answer is in the Gali Masechta itself, Papashtus. That it's because of Besados, that also could be more room to be made. Okay, Rabbi. So Be'ezur Hashem, on Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll continue. There's still a lot to say, but this is a very, very fundamental thing. Again, we're not here yet to give any conclusions or anything, but we're just getting our feet wet. So let's, Be'ezur Hashem, we'll continue on Monday, B'siyata D'Shmaya. But take a look. You can see, you can read the Gali Masechta. I didn't read the whole thing for you now. You can read it inside, and you can see what he says, and Rav Guzman, etc. Okay, let me say welcome everyone back. Ben Katz, shalom, and Rav Meir, shalom, and Yoni, Sunshine, shalom, and Sani, shalom, and Yitzchak Ginsburg, shalom, Nathan Bauer, shalom aleichem, Mr. Hagler, shalom, and Yoel Weisberg, shalom aleichem, and MC Binter, shalom aleichem, Reb Schleimer, shalom aleichem. Max Kirschblum, shalom. Ephraim Reski, shalom. And Josh Blau, shalom aleichem. Okay, so Bez Hashem, see you after the Shmaya. Kol Tov.